Now joined by Sammy Hernandez, one of the Chiefs catchers, who's had quite the week at the plate, 6-for-7, plus one out on the mound. Had to come into the game the other night to get the final out of the eighth inning. Sammy, let's start there. When was the last time you pitched before then?
I think it was on my sophomore year in high school. It was my last time. It was a good time. Yeah.
Take me through your mindset going into that appearance. How hard is that to get thrown into that spot, especially considering it was a two-run game?
I mean, it was fun. It was fun, like, to get in the mound. And especially right now here in Provo, I would never think I was gonna do that. But it was, like, pretty nice. But I was also, like, nervous. Yeah.
Well, it didn't show. 70 miles an hour on the fastball. Not too shabby.
Just loving it. You know, just throwing normal. Let them hit.
Yeah, 100%. At the plate, it's been a good week for you, obviously. Two home runs. Went back-to-back with Trey the other day. But you're in an interesting role where you're in the lineup about twice a week. How do you stay sharp knowing that you're not going to be in there every day or sometimes even every other day?
I be focusing a lot in the cage, in the field. Like, my mind is staying ready, like, for if I play one game, two games, or, like, five games, I will always be ready. I will work hard in the cages and all that, and that's what's paying off. I'm staying ready.
100%. What do you think has led to your success at the plate this year? You know, you talk about the preparation, but not just this year. Every time you've come up to Peoria the last 2 years, you've swung it well.
Oh, yeah. I think what's making me successful right now is my preparation, my mindset. And, yeah, that's what is helping me, like, right now. I got a stronger mindset than the years before now. So that's why I think it's helping me so much.
So you spent the last 2 years primarily down with Palm Beach in the Florida State League. You got a little bit of a taste of Peoria at the end of the year. How satisfying was it to start the year here opening day this year?
Oh, yeah. That's what I want. I want, like, to keep, like, going, like, up in levels. And just, like, they told me I was going to come here. I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, as you should be. Yeah. Looking back on your career a little bit, starting in the very beginning, you're from Puerto Rico. Tell me about home a little bit and your first exposure to baseball.
Oh, yeah, over there, I moved here when I was 14 to the U.S. I've been playing over there since I was, like, 2 years old. So that's why baseball is in my life since forever.
Yeah.
I was playing over there. I came to, like, the U.S., like, to play in the World Series and stuff like that. I came to Chicago, Atlanta. Yeah, I was just over there in Puerto Rico. The baseball is way different than here. Yeah. I love it.
What are the biggest differences between baseball in Puerto Rico and baseball in the States?
I think the fans, crazy fans over there in Puerto Rico. Like, you know, they bring whatever and they just sing and they do, like, a lot of noises. Here, you know, it's more quiet. Like, yesterday was, I love it how it was yesterday here. Like, it was, like, pretty, like, you know, the vibe was, like, really high and stuff like that. But, like, in Puerto Rico, like, it can be, like, they throw a pitch, it's a struggle, everybody is screaming and stuff like that. Like, I love it to play over there. And here is, like, I like it. It's, like, you know, chill, like, you play your baseball and stuff like that. But the environment in Puerto Rico is more, like, you know, like,
it's
spicy.
Yeah. How much of a difference does that make for you as a player when there is that big crowd and when there is that noise?
Oh, no, like, for me, like, it gives me, like, a boost. Like, when there's, like, a lot of people in the stands, like, you know, that vibe, that's part of, like, it's that vibe, you know, like, environment, mm-hmm. like, you give me, like, a boost of, like, to become, like, a better player, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Give me that, like, let's go, like, if I get a single, double, whatever, I get fired up, stuff like that.
Yeah. We saw that last night on second base after that double late. You know, you mentioned you moved to the States when you were 14. How difficult is that? That's a difficult time to move from, you know, the perspective of somebody moving from state to state, but moving from Puerto Rico to Florida, I imagine that's got to be difficult right at the start of high school.
Oh, yeah, like, I didn't know English. Like, that, in Puerto Rico, they just teach you, like, how to say, like, dog, cat, like, the colors and stuff. Like, when I came here, I didn't know nothing. Like, And to be honest, I didn't like really learn like English in school. I just learned it like with my friends, like in the baseball field, like just with my friend around. You know what I mean? In school, they teach you like, you know, that science stuff like that. And we have like a class that is like for like to learn English, but just like same thing, like basic stuff. But like I just learned with my friends in here. And I remember when I came here, like I didn't have like a baseball team. Like, you know, I'm new. Nobody knows me. And I was like telling my mom, no, this is your fault. I'm not going to play baseball no more. Stuff like that. Like, you know, I was little. And then I play with a team. And since I play like perfect game, you know.
Yeah.
And since I play in that team, like everybody wanted me in their teams. And since then, it was like just like perfect. And then I told my mom, like, why we didn't come earlier? Like my brother, he's like, he was like younger than me. And he went like to Cooperstown and all that. I wasn't able to go because, you know, I was like 14, like 16. And then, you know what I mean? And And then I told her, why you wouldn't come earlier so I can go to all those tournaments?
Oh, that's classic. So baseball, I'm sure, made that transition 10 times easier for you.
Yeah.
Well, Sammy, it's been a lot of fun to watch you play these last few games. And continued success. Thanks for the time.
Sir, thank you.